Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to episode 91 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Alex.
My name's Christine.
Hi.
Oh my god, it's so nice to see you.
Oh gosh, it's been too long.
It's been so long.
Okay. What's this? What's this week's theme again?
This week, actually forget?
No, I didn't.
This week's theme is beaches in Rhode Island, and that was sent in by Jen. Not shockingly, we always end up back at beaches with this podcast, so I think that seems to be the running theme of the show.
Well, it's funny, because next week's theme is water in Kansas.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because our show is Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, so we just did beaches, so the next one is water.
Yeah, Kansas, you know,
that's
the
not
home
true,
of
by the way.
Water.
I guess it still can be, because I haven't come up with a theme yet.
And my challenge was sent in by Saxon, and it was to find reviews of Texas roadhouses mentioning they hate Texas. Alexander, I'm an idiot, and I didn't realize at first that Texas, you meant the restaurant.
What else would it be?
I knew it was a restaurant, but I thought maybe it was a general term for like a type of restaurant. I realized really quickly you meant like the literal brand.
Yeah,
like
the Texas Roadhouse.
I guess I didn't really know much about that place before. I know a lot about it now.
Okay, good. You can educate all of us.
I will. Okay, how about I go first?
How about
just because it? This is a review. It's a 1-star review by Melissa of Misquamicut State
Christina,
Beach.
Yeah, I did my research.
About pronunciation?
Yes, about this one. Misquamicut.
That's how you say it, right?
Misquamicut.
Yeah. I actually knew that one for some reason.
Well, you said cut at the end. Like, it
okay,
was like
fine.
Very,
I didn't know it.
Very not local sounding.
Okay,
we're trying
what?
To convince them that we know this stuff. Come on. We're trying
that
to be
we
smart
actually
over here for once.
Travel,
for once.
So can you hear me over here? Hello?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm talking over you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
It's so rude.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm done.
Every time you do it, you should just say, oh, sorry, your audio cut out. Okay, sorry. I'm the one who usually talks over you. I'm just not used to it. Okay, Misquamicut State Beach. This is a 1-star review by Melissa. Overcrowded, filthy, bizarre people walking around with barnacles on their feet and open sores bleeding into the water. End of review.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
I know. Oh, it makes my stomach turn.
It's like they're in Pirates of the Caribbean. like those, you know how they have
barnacles on their feet?
The undead.
Yes.
People who like literally have barnacles on them.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, and the fact that they're open sores bleeding into the water makes me really want to kind of die a little bit. So,
okay, to be fair, there's a lot of gross shit in the ocean that isn't, okay, that is very human stuff, like plastic and waste and garbage.
Yeah.
But also, like, creatures that live there in there also bleed.
Yeah.
It's a very large body of water, okay, the Atlantic Ocean.
But, like, the thought of putting your open wounds into the water where there might be trash floating, I don't know. All of it's bad in both directions. It's bad to be putting your infected blood into the water, and it's also bad to be putting your infected water into your blood. Wow. I'm sorry.
You are teaching us things today.
I know. It's your turn now.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and also read one of my Misquamicut reviews, because it might be related. This is by D, one star. Got a weird bump. Almost died. End of review.
Oh no.
I think D is one of those people walking around with a barnacle. Like, what's this weird bump on me? Is that a barnacle?
Do you think that's why they almost died?
Yeah, I think the barnacle, well, I was about to say came to life, but I'm pretty sure barnacles are already living.
They are?
Okay, I don't know much about barnacles.
Uxiner, this is bad. We need to stop acting like we know what we don't know.
We are from Ohio. We do not have oceans near us, so hey.
It's a waterlocked state in the middle of the nation.
Waterlocked, waterlocked implies it's an island, Christina.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's the most water-rich.
Oh, I see.
I'm going back in our fun game that we played last week that I barely remember, something about how Ohio has everything.
This is so dumb. What? Waterlocked. Has anyone ever said that before?
I don't know, because it sounds like waterlogged. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read another review, because everyone seems to be getting injured or injuring everyone else on this beach. So I'm going to go to a different beach called the Sashuest Beach. Did you read that one?
Don't look at me for pronunciation. I didn't use that one.
I looked on YouTube. I had to watch some lady's cell phone video of her driving through a toll to learn how to pronounce this. So it's pronounced, as far as I can tell by her pronunciation, Sashuest Beach. And this is a one-star review by Jen, not to be confused with the lady in the YouTube video. The seagulls fly overhead as you are laying on your towel. It was quite unnerving. One eventually popped on my husband.
It popped?
I think she meant pooped.
I would hope so, Christina. Thank you. I'm not sitting here actually thinking she meant a seagull exploded.
After those barnacles, I'm not sure.
The local hunters came by and started popping these seagulls over my husband.
God.
And feathers rain from the heavens.
No wonder everyone's getting infected.
Yeah, my open sores were not pleased. Is avian flu still a thing? Because if so, maybe I should go to the hospital.
Oh my god. I was watching Schitt's Creek and she says avian flu and it was like the funniest thing I've ever heard. Anyway. Okay. One eventually popped on my husband.
It's not over?
There's more! There is garbage strewn about, cigarettes and pop cans. Oh, I think she meant poop cans. Stupid. The water is filled with algae and has a brown tint, not blue. I guess we are spoiled with having gone to the top beaches in Florida. This does not nearly compare with places like Siesta Key or St. George Island. End of review. Go Gators!
Go Gators! I wanna like answer that with a pro Rhode Island phrase. But what the fuck does Rhode Island have?
Go Seagulls!
Go Seagulls!
Pop pop.
I don't think seagulls win in that battle though. So
probably not.
They get popped.
They get popped.
Gators.
It's really unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. Well, I have another review of Misquamicut State Beach. This is a review by Allison, one star. Can anyone tell me if they allow grilling? End of review.
Is Joy there?
Just wanted to start off nice and easy with the stupid ones.
Oh my god. Can anyone... My favorite is that if this had been posted on Amazon, there would be like 85 people going, I'm not sure.
Yeah. And but like I said, like we've said before, you can't reply to Google
reviews. No, you cannot.
Reviews.
Right.
Unless you're like the owner. And I don't think there's technically someone sitting controlling this. Google, actually, maybe.
I wonder what would happen, like, if they posted that and somebody were like, oh my god, I want to answer this. What would you do? Would you, like, click on their profile and, like, try and find them by other means?
Maybe. Man. If you're someone who goes out of their way to help these reviewers, good for you.
I think it's not even necessarily that they want to help. I think it's just, like, they want to say something. Because they have an answer. Well,
they want to be helpful.
Yeah, or they want to look helpful. Like, they want to seem helpful.
Christina, you're so, like, cynical.
No, me?
If someone goes out of their way to write to this person to let them know whether or not grilling is available, and you're like, they just want to seem helpful. Like, they're literally helping someone, and you're like, they just want to seem like they're helping.
The answer is no, because they don't like when people are grilling, and they're like, hey, I'm going to find you on your Costco website or wherever I'm going to go to your profile.
Your Costco website? Is that I'm a Costco member. Can I get my own website? Christina, why didn't you tell me that earlier?
What do you think .co stands for?
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. Okay. What I'm saying is you click on their Google profile and then you're like, how do I find them? And there's probably connection. I don't know what happens when you click on someone's Google profile. I'm assuming it links to other things. I'm not sure. So if you were to go and you want to tell them, don't grill on my beach, then you're not being helpful. You're just being an asshole.
But you just completely changed the scenario. Since when is this person just telling them not to grill?
Because that's probably the answer.
Oh my god. Okay, well, probably it makes sense, because why would they allow grilling here? Like, it just seems so... Is that a thing?
What?
That beaches allow you to bring your George Foreman?
Yeah, people grill, like, on the beach.
Plug it into a generator that you bring as well?
I think you can grill without...
Bring your own propane and everything?
Yeah.
I know, like, but like, I'm talking about a George Foreman. I don't think of George Foreman. I'm aware you can grill without... Okay, you know what? Why don't you just read a review?
Sorry, Grill Master. All right, this is a review.
My girl, mean zucchini. Leave me alone.
Oh, great. You did make a nice little grill out for us one time at
the house.
That was really
that was
fun.
Tasty.
I have a beautiful picture of that, like all the different stuff you grilled, and mm-hmm. It's really pretty. Anyway, this is a review of Scarborough State Beach. And ever since I read that name, I've had that song, Are You Going to Scarborough Fair, stuck in my head.
I've never heard that. Can you sing it for us?
Oh yeah, I used to actually play it on the piano.
Wow, I had no idea that was a song ever.
To Scarborough Fair? I played it really slow.
Wow.
It's like really depressing.
Are those the lyrics?
Yeah, honk honk honk. It's written by Simon and Garfunkel. I don't know who wrote it. I guess someone else probably wrote it, but they sang it.
Okay. Except, of course I know the song. I just wanted to get you to sing it.
I know. And okay. I gave you what you wanted.
Thank you.
Okay. This is a review of Scarborough Fair. 2 stars by Matt.
Wait, is this an actual beach?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I literally can't tell from this entire thing.
I'm sorry.
For all I know, we're actually... listening to reviews of the song Scarborough Fair, or
because I just decided I remembered when I played it on the piano and I just decided we were completely okay. Well, that's you're not I guess it's not unreasonable to assume. No, this is a review of Scarborough State Beach, and I'm sorry I'm behaving this way. I don't know why. I flew in from Los Angeles last night. Maybe that's why. I really have no I slept 8 hours, so there's no reason I should be behaving this way. And I'm sober.
Agreed.
Yeah. So this is a review of Scarborough State Beach, 2 stars by Matt. I've been going to Scarborough for 13 years as it's close to the family home where I stay. It's close and reasonably priced. This beach has great waves and nice sand. That's it. The clientele is a bit on the seedy side. I actually heard one person dropping F-bombs near a family. When the father confronted the woman, she replied, "Do you know who my father is?" She then intimated he would receive severe bodily harm. Just this week, I saw two women brazenly drinking Corona beers next to their children. End of review. On that note, I'm going to be a terrible parent, apparently.
Yeah, you are. But that aside, this is a mixed, very mixed review. You get, on the one hand, someone literally threatening bodily harm.
Well, no.
And that's one thing that it's like, oh.
It said they intimated a threat of bodily harm, which I'm like, what does that mean, I guess?
The thing is, though, this person obviously, if there was something lesser done than that, they would have still written it. So they don't have to exaggerate for this, for them. You know what I mean? They're not like, they don't have to exaggerate
but they didn't
be like, I don't think this is okay, because they already think that drinking beer is not okay.
Drinking a Corona, of all things. I'm like, they're not taking tequila shots. I mean, they're drinking a Corona. Also, they said an F-bomb around a near a family. Like, not to a family. Not. I mean, it's just so weird to me that you would see two people drinking a Corona and go, oh, no, this beach is full of seedy people.
I mean, the thing is, the whole bodily harm thing doesn't have to be exaggerated, was what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, they could have said, like, they would have been unhappy if the person would have said, you know, I don't respect your views.
I see.
But instead, they supposedly threatened bodily harm. So I'm
severe.
I'm weirdly inclined to believe this reviewer, because
I wonder what that means, though. She intimated he would receive severe bodily harm. Like, what the hell does that even mean? Like, she went, like, a slice on the throat? Like, I don't know. Like, she, her father is, like, a mobster? Well, like,
that's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking, too, because the number of times people brought up the mafia in these reviews, I was like, okay.
Well, the Providence mob is, like, probably top 10 in the world. In terms of what? Threatening bodily harm.
Intimating it.
They have leaderboards now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just threats, though. Just threats. So they're one of the worst when it comes to actually acting out on these threats.
Oh, I see. But they're good at intimating.
When it comes to threatening and intimating, yes, they are top 10.
Like, they'll never actually pop a seagull, but they'll intimate that they're going to pop a seagull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go Gators.
My next one is of Goddard Memorial State Park Beach. This is by Tina, 1 star. Beautiful park, beautiful beach. But my first time there with my family, and there's a used maxi pad on the sidewalk, along with other people leaving their trash in the sand, and parking lot everywhere. It was very sad, because it looks like such a nice beach. End of review.
That is so gross.
Mm-hmm. I know. Didn't we have the same type of review when we did Hawaii?
Did we?
Or Honolulu, whatever. Probably, I'm pretty sure there was something used that was in the water somewhere where it shouldn't have been.
You're right. Maybe.
What I'm thinking is it's the same maxi pad around the continents, both North and South America.
It went through the Strait of Magellan.
Strait of Magellan. You know? I'm not going to argue, but because I don't know where that is. But is that actually between? Is that the southern tip?
Ask me any more questions about it, because
have said Panama Canal. That would have been funny.
Yeah, but Strait of Magellan is a funnier phrase.
I feel like I have no idea where that is. Oh, it's in Chile. Okay, there you go. You're right.
See, I told you I was right.
I'm sorry. You're funny without
you having to fact check me.
I'm funny and not smart. Well, because we always have to fact check ourselves.
We don't, though, right? We could have just said it.
That's true.
And then said, don't fact check us.
That's true. We should just do that more often. You're right. Okay. Well, maybe
also,
next time.
I'm like grossed out because there's Band-Aids behind you. And I know I literally gave those to you after your golf injury, but now I can't stop thinking about barnacles.
Didn't. I had to go out and buy these myself.
Oh, right. I gave you one individual Band-Aid.
You gave me a single Band-Aid.
Never mind. But they remind me of all these barnacles.
I'm the one who's lived here for 4 months and didn't own Band-Aids until now. So.
Yeah,
I don't know
right.
Why I'm getting mad at you for giving me a Band-Aid.
You're right. You're right.
Anyway.
I'm right. Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. This is, these are getting gross. I mean, they started off gross because they
Can we talk about how this is, it's not like they're a used Band-Aid behind me. Like, no, you made it sound like this is gross. It's literally just a box of Band-Aids on my living room table.
It's, he has all these barnacles and he keeps trying to.
Stop, leave my, stop. We said at the beginning that we wouldn't talk about my barnacles.
Okay.
That is not okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I crossed
We have a podcaster's code.
I crossed the Strait of Magellan and I went too far. This is the one-star review by BJ of Scarborough State Beach. The awful smell of raw sewage that you are all complaining about is from a sewerage treatment plant that is about 100 feet south of Scarborough State Beach. If you walk through the small wooded area just south of Scarborough South Beach, you will see the tanks and hear the pumps. The partially treated sewerage is pumped out to sea via an underground pipeline that exits about 1/10 mile from shore. Those tiny pieces of tan substance that you see circulating through the water at Scarborough Beach is human feces particles that flow from the sewerage treatment pipeline back to the shores of Scarborough Beach. And then there are about 40 plus signs. I don't know why.
Plus signs.
You and your children are swimming in and walking on human feces from the sewerage treatment plant. And then there are about 45 equal signs. So this is a formula, I guess.
Some sort of equation.
Equation. For over 50 years, my friends and relatives from Shrewsbury, Massachusetts and surrounding areas have traveled over 90 miles one way to swim at Scarborough Beach. Okay, that makes her sound like a seagull or something. We've traveled over 90 miles one way for 50 years to swim at Scarborough Beach.
Why am I not surprised that they're from Shrewsbury? Am I right?
Oh, good point. Hundreds of us used to go to Scarborough Beach.
Literally, yeah, they would flock there. What is that? You're
sounds
right.
Sounds like it. Or like crabs or something. Just travel 90 miles one way. Hundreds of us used to go to Scarborough Beach each year. Now, only about a dozen of us go there.
Hundreds?
I'm sorry.
How do you know hundreds of people that you go to the beach with? I don't think I know hundreds of people in my entire life.
I don't think we have hundreds of podcast listeners. Like, we couldn't get hundreds of people to go to the beach if we tried. I knew something sounded weird when I first read it, and saying it out loud, it really makes it sound like they're like, what's the word? Flocking.
Migrating?
Migrating, yeah, every winter to the trash, to the sewerage plant. Hundreds of us used to go to Scarborough Beach each year. Now, only about a dozen of us go there. This year, none of us went to Scarborough, and the main reason is the outrageous cost of parking, not the toxic sewerage. When we went to... That was fine with us, I guess. When we went to Scarborough, we also spent thousands of dollars on lodging, food, restaurants, gas, rentals, etc. Now, whenever we do go to Scarborough, we spend nothing but the $20 to $28 parking fee, and we refuse to spend another dime otherwise. This hurts the economy for the Scarborough-Narragansett area. This is our way of protesting the price gouging via the parking fees by the state of Rhode Island. The state of Rhode Island should be ashamed of itself. Even the mafia would not charge such an outrageous price for parking. End of review.
Okay, weird that there's a mafia tie-in.
I know.
I actually didn't come across any of those reviews, so that's impressive.
Oh,
insane.
I had multiple.
I also, can we talk about how they say, hey, we're going to boycott these prices for parking by paying for the prices for parking and avoiding local small businesses? Mm-hmm. Hello? Don't you understand who you're hurting here? Because it's not big Big Rhode Island.
Big but Rhode Island. It's the local crab shack.
I'm not going to support this local economy. Instead, I'm going to pay money to the state. That'll stick it to the state.
That's protesting. Yeah, that's not. That's actually really not what. That's actually the opposite of what protesting is. However, it might look like protesting when thousands of crabs are like marching along the beach. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. The local businesses are like, thank God those hundreds of crabs aren't walking into our stores anymore.
We used to have like an influx. Yeah, an infestation.
They tried to pay in seashells all the time. We just had to kick them out.
Now they're protesting, I guess.
Yeah, that was just rude. Like, hey, I'm not supporting this economy. Let me tell the internet about how I don't want to support the locals here. And instead, I want to pay money to the state.
It's so weird that they're like, say, they started like the first more than the half, first more than the half, whatever. Just understand what I'm saying. First half of the review is about the treatment plant, and they go on and on about like if it's a 1/10 mile from shore, those human pieces of tan substance are feces, and you and your children are walking on feces and swimming in feces. And then they're like, anyway, we're going here because we're protesting the price gouging, not like the poop floating in the water.
I kind of forgot they were the same review.
Yes, I know.
I think the equation threw me for a loop. That's right. I'm not very mathematically inclined.
They said plus, 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 equal, equal, equal. I haven't done the math yet, but I'll do it later, and I'm sure it won't end well for anybody.
Okay. Wish you luck.
Thank you.
All right, my next one is of Second Beach. So I didn't find First Beach. I didn't really look very hard, but there was a Second Beach and a Third Beach. So
I didn't see either of those.
This is of Second Beach. This is by Igor. This is a 1-star review. Don't want to sound disrespectful, but I really did not like this beach. Really dirty from algae and some nasty looking beach worms or some type ocean leeches. The city really needs to clean it up to avoid any diseases. After charging $30 bucks on parking per car, I think they have more than enough income to cover it. I do apologize for this comment. July 20th, 2019, 3:20 p.m. End of review.
Oh no! Yeah, Go ahead and turn myself into the police station for this comment. Here it is.
they were very apologetic, and yet most of it was in all caps.
Wow. So
like, no disrespect and normal. Like very no don't mean any disrespect, but let me scream over the internet.
They're like every time I write in capital letters, my grandson tells me it sounds like I'm yelling, and I'm not trying to yell. I just don't know how to turn off caps lock. But the thing about the beach worms is so gross. I'm sorry.
Like, okay, but what the hell are they talking about? Clean up the beach worms and the algae and, like, no. If there was an actual, like, parasitic bad issue going on here, I think the state would actually deal with it. I don't know. Maybe I'm being naive. But it's fucking nature. Like, you don't go into a national park, see some, like, creatures, and you're like, the state, they need to get rid of these. Like, what if they carry diseases? Like, blah, blah, blah. You don't do that. So why is the beach any different?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
like, cleaning up the nature, cleaning up the quote-unquote ocean worms.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
Eradicate all ocean worms?
Yes. That's actually my platform 2020. Eradicate all ocean worms, because this guy on the internet said they cause diseases.
Oh my god. I mean, and it's like literally like it's $30 parking per car. You must have plenty of money to eradicate these ocean worms. It's like, actually called, well, they probably do, but that's probably not something they want to do or should do.
They probably have to pay their lifeguards. Also $30 bucks, I think is what you meant.
Yeah, sorry, $30 bucks.
Oh my god. Oh, there's so many gross things happening at this beach, which I guess is just what happens when you put a bunch of like naked people in one place with also plants and animals.
I think people don't consider the fact that the beach is also a natural place and the ocean is a natural place. So most of these 1-star reviews that I found were complaining about seaweed, were complaining about rocks, were complaining about things that, what the hell? Like what?
And don't get me wrong, Alexander and I did used to definitely, when we went to the beach, complain about those things, but we're not, like, we understand that that's not a thing anyone can control. That's the difference. Yeah.
It's so, like, yeah, sure, I mean, it makes sense to give information to people, like, hey, watch out, it's just really rocky, or hey, But if you're going to say, hey, they need to clean up all this seaweed, it's like, no, they fucking don't.
Yeah, that's a really weird thing to say. Yeah, it's not like they can control it. And obviously, it depends on a lot of other things. It's not just like, oh, whether they cleaned out the seaweed today or not. That's not how things work. But it is, I guess it's good to know that there are some parasitic worms running around.
Honestly, I no offense to these worms, but if I read this review, I might steer clear of this beach because I want to leave them let them do their own thing.
I wanted those parasitic worms to bother whoever they want except me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a review of the Oakland Beach in Warwick. This is a one-star review by Nicole. Dirty, dirty, dirty. If I wanted to feel this ashamed of myself, I'd rather just hit up the strip club. I won't even tell my friends that I've been here. The rat infestation is deplorable, and might I add that I was even lucky enough to have the opportunity for a rat to climb up my leg. Yup, and this happened near the playground, so hide your kids. I wanted to sue from the emotional trauma of my rat encounter, but then I realized Oakland Beach has zero money behind it. Run away now. End of review.
I've never heard of a rat-infested beach.
Yeah, that's bad. And I mean, that's when we get into the trash everywhere. That somebody should clean up, and it's probably the people putting the trash there.
Yeah, the people who, like, don't clean up after themselves. I did read some reviews where people are like, could you please put some more trash cans out?
Yeah.
Which would be nice, but, like, then again, someone does have to clean that up still. Like, that's still something where, like, someone's job has to be taking that trash out.
But
so
if it's
how
like
about
a
you
beach...
people who go to the beach, bring your trash back with you.
Yeah, I do agree, though, there should be a trash can. This one place didn't have any trash cans or a dumpster or anything, and it's by the sewerage plant, as BJ would say. So I was like...
Well, if it's like a state-run beach and like there's they're collecting money and stuff, sure. But if it's just a location...
Yeah, but I think all of those beaches at least have some element of like... state could like I mean I don't think they're just like random with nobody owns the land or anything.
Well, okay, but that doesn't mean that they're like actively running this beach with like lifeguards and everything. Like it might just be a spot that just happens to be beach that people like to go to.
I guess I don't know, whatever. I don't know anything about beaches.
Neither
that's
do I.
My answer.
I'm from Ohio.
Yeah,
we're from waterlocked Ohio. Okay, my next one is of Roger W. Wheeler State Beach. This is a 3-star review by Robert. Loved it here when my kids were little. Now it's just a beach with lots of annoying little kids. Way too loud, no waves, and nothing to do for teens. End of review.
Oh my god!
Literally, now that my kids aren't these annoying kids, I find all these annoying kids really annoying.
How do you not see that when you write that down?
I know,
how do you not
right?
hear yourself?
And then it's like, nothing to do for teens. What do the teens want to do?
It's right, exactly. Nothing to do for teens, right? Like, what are you going to get? Like, chicken soup for the teenage soul on loan?
On loan?
From the beach library.
Oh, that would be fun.
I don't know. What do teens like? I was not a normal teen.
Yeah, but like, what do teens like to do specifically at the beach?
MySpace,
like
each other,
bonfires,
probably drink. I don't know.
Text,
yeah,
drink.
So, like, I guess you're right. You could add some more booze.
I love how they're writing this, like in defense of their teenagers.
Yeah.
Like the teenagers are like,
I'm bored.
I'm so bored at this beach. Ugh, you're right. Let me write a review about how there's nothing for you kids to do.
Like, I'm looking around. What, they're not providing you any activities? I don't understand what that could possibly be. Nothing to do. What is there for kids to do? Play in the water? Okay.
Make sandcastles and stuff, and I guess the teens are too cool for school or something. Won't do it anymore.
I don't ever heard of someone being too cool for sandcastles, but like, okay, I guess if you want to be that way.
I'm judging these teens that I don't
Me
know.
Me too. Okay, this is my last negative one. And this is this was from an email from Maddie, who sent in a couple of reviews, and I picked one. It's a review of Misquamaket State Beach in Westerly, Rhode Island. This is a 2-star review by Darian. The water made a lot of people inchy. End of review.
Wait, ocean worms? Ocean inchworms?
Ew, there's something about the word itchy being turned to inchy that makes it so much grosser.
Yeah.
It does remind me of worms. That's probably why.
I think so.
Yikes. Well, thank you, Maddie, for sending that one in. That's my last.
Thank you.
That's my last negative one.
Okay, I've got one more here. This is by Kaylee. Another 3-star review of Roger W. Wheeler State Beach. It's too bad I have to say this, but it's the seagulls there that ruin the beach. They're like possessed birds who attack at any sight of people or food. There was a nice little family who decided to bring their baby to the beach for dinner, and about 20 seagulls attacked the baby on the blanket, and the mother was screaming, and they left shortly after. My boyfriend and I were eating our dinner on the beach, and the seagulls were begging like dogs and circling our chairs. It was terrible. Such a beautiful beach with lovely sand and beautiful views, but the seagulls make me not ever want to go back.
And oh my god, is that baby isn't that living terrifying? With the seagulls now?
The baby was carried
that's
off.
That's why the way they there phrased pictures. It. Their pictures. The way-
Have you heard of Balloon Boy? Well, here's
Gull Boy.
Seagull Sally.
Gull Girl.
Gull girl raised by gulls.
Did you hear like that when she was explaining, oh, the 20 seagulls attacked and they left soon after? It literally sounded like they left with this baby in tow. Like they left with a baby and took her away forever.
That's what happened. So
this is like, I love birds, okay, but I don't because I love nature, but sometimes I don't because I'm scared of gulls. I'm scared of ocean birds, like terns, you know? And
I know how you feel about terns.
Right, but nobody else does because I try to keep it to myself because I try to be positive about nature. But people are like, why are you scared of birds? And I'm like, well, because things like this sometimes happen. And if this child is not afraid of birds, then there's something wrong.
Agreed.
And well, they have not.
That's the one way to get over your fear is to be raised by birds.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So maybe it worked.
Respect their culture and everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually true. She is rubbing his entire face into the rug. Stop it.
He probably rolled in dead bird earlier today.
He does like to do that, actually.
I know. I've seen it.
Okay. That was terrifying. Well, I have two redemptions. This is a 5-star review of Lincoln Woods State Park by Mark. Huge, beautiful beach to spend an entire day with friends and family. P.S. These pictures portrayed here do not do any justice to this park. Please change them or take better ones. Thanks.
Oh.
End of review. That was on Yelp, so it's basically all the user submitted photos.
Yeah. Well, submit your own.
It's so weird that they're just like, no, you didn't. Like, I love this place, but like, you're really not doing a good job here.
I mean, that kind of makes me want to go and see it for myself, though.
Do better.
It's kind of positive in that sense. Yeah, it is positive.
I guess. It's like, please take better ones, thanks. I'm like, why don't you take better ones, like you said?
Or why don't I go see it for myself, because it sounds lovely.
Okay. Here's a 4-star review by Jane of Misquamicut.
No.
Yeah.
Misquamicut.
Misquamicut. That's what I said. This is a 4-star review by Jane. Not crowded on a cool early August Monday, we were hijacked by the aggressive gulls. One stole my sandwich practically out of my mouth, took the whole thing. And then even after warning my granddaughter, the same naughty gull swept in and took the second half of her peanut butter sandwich. Actually, that made this beach fun and memorable. Besides the soft sand, $6 parking for seniors, I'm from Illinois, and the great waves, I vote yes to Misquamicut State Beach. End of review.
Love that. How sweet.
My favorite line ever is $6 parking for seniors, parentheses, I'm from Illinois.
Yeah, it was a parenthesis. I didn't like catch. Oh my god. That's where the seniors come from.
I just also, okay, now this was really weird. And this is like this is a real account. I checked. But this person is from, get this, Sandwich, Illinois.
No.
Yes.
And the gull took the sandwich?
All their sandwiches.
Oh my god. That's probably a really... Wow.
So it says...
It's like a short story in the making.
I know. It's like, wow. Punchline. One stole my sandwich out of my mouth. Okay, that's frightening. And then another took...
That's what happens when you try to kiss a seagull with sandwich in your mouth.
Yeah, Jane, you weirdo. Creep. And then the same naughty gull took the second half of my granddaughter's peanut butter sandwich. But actually, that was really fun. Wait,
Did you know that's what I call women?
What?
Naughty gull. You naughty
stop.
Gull.
stop. Stop trying to kiss naughty gulls, because then they take your sandwiches.
I'll never let them take my sandwiches.
Parentheses, I'm from Illinois.
Naughty gulls.
Oh my god, I vote yes. That makes me laugh. Anyway, so that was my last redemption.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Now I guess I have to talk about my challenge from Saxon.
Talk about it. This is therapy hour now.
Yeah, I'm going to talk it out. So this is reviews of Texas roadhouses mentioning they hate Texas. Now, I struggled because, as I told Alexander before we recorded, that it's very, very difficult to find, to search for the phrase "I hate Texas" or "Texas sucks" or anything about the state of Texas without it just immediately assuming you're talking about Texas Roadhouse, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
So if you're searching for reviews of Texas Roadhouse and you are trying to find out about the state of Texas, it's not going to differentiate between the two. So it was very difficult because anything that I typed in "hate Texas," it was like, "I hate Texas Roadhouse." And I was like, that's not helpful. But I did find one that actually fit. And then I have a little bonus one because I thought it was funny. So this is a 3-star review by PJ of a Texas Roadhouse in Columbus. Oh, and I looked at like all of them in Oklahoma and couldn't find.
That's, whoops, sorry.
I know. Well, no, I mean, you didn't do it on purpose. But yeah, it was, there were a lot of things on like Pinterest and weird forums about hating Texas, but not necessarily on like Yelp. So I even tried to search for like "nothing good comes from Texas." Like I tried everything and it just didn't.
God.
I know it didn't come up. So but here I did actually find one pretty quickly. And this is the only one that really fit the challenge. So this is of a Texas Roadhouse in Columbus, Ohio. 3 stars by PJ. "I hate Texas. I live in Texas. I hate anything that has Texas on it. When I'm home in Hilliard, Ohio, we go here. Probably the best steaks in Hilliard. I don't like Outback. Steak is great. Atmosphere is not so much, but the food is A-okay." End of review.
Wow. That was one of the saddest reviews.
It felt really sad because this person like has to now travel back to Texas where they hate Texas so very much. And even when they're in Columbus, they somehow can't escape Texas.
Yeah, so sad.
So that one kind of fit the challenge a little bit, I guess. I guess it did. It just wasn't very funny. It was just sad.
No, it was nice. And what I liked is that they said they don't like the atmosphere, probably because it reminds them of home, of good old Texas. They're like, I don't know what the atmosphere inside of a Texas roadhouse is, but I assume it's way too much.
It's probably a lot.
Fucking like bullhorns and wood paneling.
They probably go pretty hard in the paint as far as like trying to.
Lasso.
Oh, you got to have a good lasso on the wall. Yeah. And since they said, "I hate anything that has Texas on it," which is very specific. Like saying, "I hate Texas," okay, I think the point comes across, but then adding, "I also hate anything that has Texas on it," it's like, okay, well, now you're getting pretty hardcore.
He hates the map of the U.S. of A.
Oh, he does.
It has Texas on it.
That's actually why he hates America so much, because Texas is on that, the country of America.
What would an Ohio roadhouse have?
Oh,
I don't know what a roadhouse is, but...
Roadkill? I don't know.
Like, what would be on the walls? Like, I don't even know. What would an Ohio restaurant? It would be very flat.
It would just have like a senior special.
Okay, so some tilapia.
Some tilapia, some like really some boiled vegetables.
Okay, and I said on the walls, by the way, when I said this.
Yeah, so I know.
We'd start talking about food.
That's
okay,
what I'm
boiled
saying.
Vegetables on the wall, tilapia on the wall. Okay, just
tilapia
check,
on
just
the
making
wall.
Sure you knew. Are you looking around your room to see what would go on a wall in an Ohio restaurant? I see her like looking around like, I bet there's something in here that would belong.
The worst part is that I just moved in, so it's literally an empty room. So I'm like, I don't even have an example of what I put on my walls in Ohio because it's just empty. Oh, you know, probably pictures of senior photos of people's family members. Probably senior photos. Probably like
And like high school senior photos?
Yeah. Like random high school senior photos of multiple
flags of the of Ohio high schools.
It's actually starting to sound pretty cool. Like just like random students' photos on the walls and like sounds a little creepy, you know?
Yeah, very. Pictures of us, like the two of us probably.
For sure,
from Ohio.
We are from Ohio and so are bird scooters, so you could probably tack one of those up on the wall.
True.
Wow, for someone from almost Texas, for someone from Ohio, I really have no grasp of like what would be involved.
Yeah, because it's Ohio. It's so middle of the road, just
generic
Ohio. It's not anything special. I love it.
Oh, there
it,
could be like a Costco.
Pictures of astronauts. We have a lot of astronauts.
Oh, astronauts? Yeah, astronaut space stuff. We love, I mean, we, and I don't include myself in that, like love like sports, local sports. Mm-hmm. They would just lean hard into the sports probably.
True.
And be like, look at all these famous people who have relation to Ohio, including mm-hmm. astronauts, athletes.
Including mayor, former mayor of Cincinnati, Jerry Springer.
Actually, scrap everything. It's just Jerry Springer themed. It's only Jerry Springer.
Look that up if y'all don't believe
it's
me.
True. It's true.
He was also born in a bunker in the UK. Did you know that?
We did learn that together, Zanny.
No, or I knew that ahead of time and then
you
told
taught
you
me
about
that.
It.
Okay, fine. I learned it together with mom or whoever was there.
Yeah, I tell everyone I talk to about that. But now all of you know more about Jerry Springer.
It's a great story. And the fact that he was mayor is pretty wild because apparently he wasn't a bad mayor either.
He was actually born, he was born in a subway tunnel that was being used as a bunker, by the way.
I think that counts as a bunker.
I mean, it was. I just want to make it clear because it's even more interesting.
Got it. It is way more interesting. And he made it pretty far in life. He became a mayor in Ohio, you know,
you
just
go,
like we
dream.
All aspire.
The dream. Anyway, where were we?
Okay, sorry. Now I have I completed the challenge technically. So now I have a review that came up when I was looking up Fuck Texas.
Nice.
And this is a Texas Roadhouse in Colorado. 1 star by Heather. Fuck Texas Roadhouse. They wouldn't accommodate a family. Oh, by the way, this took place. This is relevant to the review. This took place end of July. So very recently. So during COVID times.
Okay.
To clarify. Fuck Texas Roadhouse. They wouldn't accommodate a family of 5 adults and 3 kids. Stated it's above the state minimum. However, it stated 10 or less, you stupid assholes. I was, let me state again, was a loyal patron. However, that relationship has ended today. End of review.
God forbid a restaurant wouldn't let you risk your lives and the lives of other patrons.
And God forbid you end your relationship with this large chain establishment.
I know, right? I love that.
Real bummer for them.
I
bet they're still, they put your photo back on the wall, your senior photo, and they're just pining over you, Heather. They miss you so much.
Mean, honestly, they're probably just looking for a handout, some sort of free thing. Like, that's
for
you,
their.
You see these people complain like this and say they'll never go again. They're hoping someone will reach out and say, send us an email, and they'll say, I'll only come back if you give me a gift card or a free dessert.
For all my pain or whatever. Yeah. For all my pain and suffering.
You know, threaten to sue or something and mm-hmm. say like, blah, blah, blah. You know, we know how
the
they
usual.
Are.
The usual. I'm wondering like what the problem was that the place was like, we literally can't serve you. Because I think they would want to if
okay,
they could.
Yeah.
To make money.
That's a good point. They want money. They want your business. And they're probably going through hard times right now. And like many people are, most people.
And most corporations are like, okay, if you're willing to come, we will serve you.
And they're like, so at the expense of their staff, they probably would normally want more people in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if that 10-person thing is for like family gatherings, like at people's homes and stuff.
Or maybe only outdoors.
Yeah, and like not restaurants where the restaurant is, and maybe the restaurant has different rules for how many people can be there seated. I mean, 8 people seated at a restaurant right now seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot. And I don't know if that's a law. I'm wondering if that's just their corporate policy. I don't know. Who knows? You're right.
Either
like,
way, it seems like, hey, they can choose not to serve
either way,
you,
it
so.
Seems like an overreaction a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I got for you. There was also I found an article called This Couple Enjoys Texas Roadhouse So Much They Trained Themselves to Eat Almost Nothing Else Day or Night. And that was on the Washington Post. And I checked to make sure it wasn't written on April Fool's Day, and it certainly wasn't. So it's actually the truth. There's a man here. I'll describe it to you. He's wearing a Vietnam veteran's shirt next to his lovely wife, who's wearing what seems to be a combination of zebra print, leopard print, and those little fuzzies that sometimes you get on sweaters, like those little shimmery fuzzies. And they're both eating steak, and the guy definitely has a handlebar mustache, and they look like they're having the time of their lives.
Okay.
So this article has written about these two, and Kelly Gormley wrote the article, and it starts, "Some people don't like to eat the same food for dinner twice in a week. Ron and Diana Watson don't have those concerns. When the couple walks into the Texas Roadhouse in Wichita each day between 3 and 5 p.m., the servers immediately notify the kitchen to start their dinners. With rare exception, the Watsons have ordered the same meal 6 days a week for 15 years.
That is why that first reviewer, or the last reviewer, who complained about this and then said, oh, I'm never coming back, that's why Texas Roadhouse doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, they got Ron.
Because they have people like this who go 6 days a week for 15 years.
Here's a little ditty about Ron and Diana. I literally, Alexander, they stopped drinking morning coffee. Like, they don't eat anything but, like,
no.
I'm not making this up. Ready? They've trained themselves to eat almost nothing else day or night except this meal, not even morning coffee. Ron Watson will drink water with lemon throughout the day, while Diana will drink a protein shake for breakfast. Apart from that, the food they eat while sitting at table number 411 or 412 sustains them until it's time to return the next day, always at the same time for the early bird special. It's been this way since 2004.
I really don't want to know what they're eating, but I weirdly do, because this cannot be good.
Oh,
this
what they're eating? Oh, I'll tell you what they're eating. He gets barbecue chicken and she opts for the roadkill steak.
What do you like to eat? I really just have the roadkill steak every single day from
and
Texas
lemon
Roadhouse.
Water. He says, "I'm a creature of habit for sure," says Ron Watson. Yeah, no what? Shit.
You? No, there's no way.
Let's see. Da-da-da. "We really enjoy eating there, and I enjoy my wife not having to cook. She used to do all the cooking, though she found it tiresome and inefficient. They've simplified their lives with such precision that they no longer have the mundane life tasks of grocery store trips, washing dishes, and meal planning." Wow. It's really wild that they really don't do anything else. So, oh, sorry, I lied. The Watsons skip the Texas Roadhouse only on Saturdays because Diana Watson works late at the Old Town Architectural Salvage Antique Store. By the time she finishes work on Saturdays, the restaurant is too crowded, so the Watsons head over to Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, where Diana Watson likes the macaroni and cheese. Ron Watson, a Marine and Vietnam War veteran who is disabled with PTSD, recalls skipping a day here and there because someone is sick or there is an emergency. Once in 2014, he suffered a heart attack at the Texas Roadhouse. Oh my god, oh, I didn't read this far into the article. He suffered a heart attack at the Texas Roadhouse while eating his dinner. He took 2 days off while in the hospital. His wife picked up food from the Texas Roadhouse on those days and sneaked it into his hospital room. Oh my god. Okay, so this is what I'm telling you, is that like it was impossible to find people who hate Texas, let alone Texas Roadhouse. It was
rough. I'm glad you found these two.
I just like don't even know how this came up, but I guess you search Texas Roadhouse long enough and it's bound to. Says he has trained his body to crave food just at dinner time. Like, what? Oh my god, and Diana is a picky eater, no butter or seasoning on her meal ever. I just don't even know.
It just gets worse and worse, especially that he had a heart attack.
Like, in the restaurant! It says since he gets a veteran's discount, the total is about $540 a month for the couple. Diana Watson... Oh, here we go.
Really? For two people, $540 a month spent in food?
6 days a week for their food, yeah.
I mean, like, honestly?
Yeah, I mean, they're making it work.
They're making it work.
I mean, if you add the hospital bills in, not really. But, you know,
oh, no.
I guess. Oh, no. Before that... Yeah, so here's their order. Diana Watson eats the roadkill, a cheese-topped chop steak without the mushrooms and onions and cheese, along with a house salad.
Cheese-topped without the mushrooms, onions, and cheese. Without the cheese.
That's weird. A cheese-topped chop steak without the mushrooms and onions and cheese, along with a house salad with ranch dressing and no tomatoes, a baked potato with only double sour cream, hold the butter, salt, and bacon bits, and a beer. Every once in a while, she orders a salmon instead. Ron Watson's meal is barbecue chicken breast, mashed potatoes with gravy, salad with Italian dressing, and a sweet potato with only butter. He occasionally opts for pork chops. The Watsons both drink water with lemon.
I am in awe.
Oh my god, they also have been cashing in on a Christmas special. Customers who bought a $200 Texas Roadhouse gift card were promised 5 free shrimp on each visit for a year. So starting in January, they added shrimp to their meal, which they cut in half and share. Ron Watson has worked out the numbers and expects to split 1,560 shrimp with his wife in 2019.
Well, yeah, like talks to his neighbor Dave. Dave, how many shrimp did you share with your wife this year? Huh? I'm a better
He's
husband
that
than
guy.
You are.
My God. So anyway, this is just like the wildest article. I kind of love it.
I'd like to meet them. I mean,
me too.
I weirdly respect the fact that they know that they're creatures of habit and they found
Listen
their
to
thing.
This. They found their hey. Thing. Ron Watson said the routine of his eating habits also helps him cope with PTSD. Sitting at the same table gives him a view of who is coming and going out the doors and helps ease his fear about who is approaching. It's a comfort thing.
That makes sense. Perfect. Mm-hmm. If you can find something like that, whatever helps, honestly.
Oh my God, wait, this is the best. Okay. Correction. An earlier version of this story misstated Diana Watson's order. She takes her steak plain with no cheese. It also incorrectly stated her son Clint is adopted. He is not. What?
Oh my God.
How did you get that wrong?
Could you imagine Clint reading this like for the right. first time before they changed it? Like, wait, mom? Dad?
His wife sends him this like, tell me? Clint, you need to talk to your mom and dad. Yeah. Okay, this is the last
two
lines.
No, they misheard us. We said we wish you were adopted. You were one of,
he says, oh, thank God.
Because then we
God.
Could say you weren't related to us.
Thank God. That's what I thought, Mom and Dad. Thanks. Okay, these are the last two lines of the article. The Watsons know some people may call their ritual boring. They feel no need to broaden their eating habits. We are just pretty happy with what we get, Ron Watson said. I love it. I love these people. They're just so comforting. Like, if these were your grandparents, I'd just be like, what a pair, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, so true. I mean, I'm glad. That's the other thing is, yeah, I'm glad they found each other and both do this instead of one
right.
of them being like, oh my God, can you please try something different this time?
You're right. And it would be sadder if it were just somebody doing it alone for some reason.
And yeah, so
it's
true.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, they seem lonely, but like, they're just having a ball. It says she likes to dance at the Texas Roadhouse and...
What Man. Goes on at these places? I don't think I'll ever
lot,
step foot Sandy. In one, but...
I'm just going to go to the one in Wichita just to watch, you know, just get a beer and watch. So that's what I got for you. Sorry that kind of went off the rails, but...
It did, but in a good way, so...
I wanted to end on a positive.
I'm glad it happened, for sure. So, this theme that I have... I don't think this is going to be fun.
Oh.
In some ways.
That's perfect for our comedy podcast.
This actually is inspired by a member of my hog pen, Jer, who also gave a theme a couple episodes ago, because in my Twitch's Discord, Jer posted about the show Parking Wars. Do you remember that?
Oh, we vaguely.
Whereas, like, literally people, like, it followed the people who would enforce parking.
Yes!
Like, and give out parking violations.
Man, they've thought of everything, haven't they?
I know, and, like, about all the fights that they have and everything with these people. Well, because of that... I think it would be fun to do parking violation bureaus in Los Angeles.
Oh my God.
Those reviews exist. And let me tell you, they are all under 2 stars.
As somebody who literally last week, while staying at your house, got a parking ticket for $65, I am probably inclined to write one myself. So
yeah.
I am in. Okay, that's exciting.
There's one with 75 reviews. At an average of 1.4 stars.
Oh.
So, like, maybe a challenge could be finding a 5-star
positive one. Actually, that's a pretty good goddamn challenge.
That would be pretty... But anyway, yeah. So, that's our theme, is parking violations bureaus in Los Angeles, California.
I can't believe that exists. Actually, I can. So, I have this email. This is your challenge. It's from Rose, who wrote a really nice email. And said very nice things, that you have a kind voice and I have a melodious voice, very sweet. And sent a couple options, and I like this one. So one of the challenges they sent was find a review, and I'm going to broaden it. They said find a review of a book by the author of the book or someone claiming they are. And I'm going to broaden that to like find a review of either a book or a movie or something where the person reviewing it had... some hand in like creating it. So whether they're
okay,
the
like
author
that, yeah.
or they're the producer of the movie.
Yeah, but no, I think this is doable. I like this.
Or even if like, I don't know. I mean, this is extreme, but like, oh, I invented this, brought it to Shark Tank. I don't know, whatever it is, but they like created it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that could be a movie on IMDb or, you know, like a really
it.
Small
okay.
one.
I'm into it. For
okay,
sure.
Good. Cool. Well, thank you. I'm excited. And I am looking forward to reading more about our pals at the TX Roadhouse, and thank you everybody for listening.
Thanks everyone. Bye.
We'll see you next week.